Very, very quickly, we'll be looking at taking charge over territories by God's power. Am I seeing people from the Philippines? Right? Philippines, yes. Okay, that's Philippines. Just be aware that we are in Philippines in 3 months' time for crusades, national crusade, in the month of February. Congratulations. Now, taking charge over territories by God's power. Our objective is to understand how we take charge by power. In Psalm 66 and in verse 7, the Bible said, he ruleth by his power forever. His eyes behold the nations. Let not the rebellious exalt themselves. By way of introduction, it is important to know that spiritual power is critical for taking charge in the physical realms. Spiritual power is critical. The level of power you command in the realm of spirit, in the realm of the spirit, determines your level of command in the realm of the physical. The level of power you command in the realm of the spirit determines the level of power and authority you command in the realm of the physical. I tell you a story. I've shared this story before many times, where there was a particular office where a woman that was like a cleaner messenger was practically in charge of that office. She literally commanded and was obeyed. The boss, the MD, or whoever was the overall boss of that office, trembled when this woman spoke. She was the cleaner, but she was spiritually in charge because of spiritual power. One day she had an exchange with one of our members in church, an usher, who has been in this church now for 20-something years. And they had an exchange, and this woman said, "Do you know who you are talking to? I will deal with you." And this brother shook at first. Then the voice told him, "Are you shaking? You don't know who you are. You don't know where you are coming from." And she turned back at the woman and said, "Is it me you talk to like that? This earth shall reject you." The woman was shocked that somebody could confront her in that setting for the first time. But she went back home. Overnight, she had a dream. Where somebody showed her two coffins, two caskets, and said, "These two are yours, except you go and apologize to the young man you confronted." She woke up in the morning and came to the office on her knees, crawling on the ground. She said, I am sorry. The young man said, what happened? He said, "Last night somebody showed me caskets, two of them." And he said, "They belong to her if she will not apologize." So power jammed power. Hey! She had evil power, occultic power. And that evil occultic power put her in charge in that territory in the physical until somebody who understood power arrived and demonstrated the same power, a higher power, and the lower power bowed. Listen. The people you go to interview with, they have powers they consult. The people you are contending with for the same positions, there are powers they consult. The people that come with an unusual level of boldness, and you are wondering, where is this boldness coming from? There are powers. powers they deal with. But I stand here to announce today, you are stepping out of here with higher power, and every lower power that comes against you from this moment shall bow. You believe that, shout the loudest, amen. By the midweek service, I'll be speaking on the necessity of power, of spiritual power. By coming Sunday, we'll be talking about the benefits of spiritual power. And I don't want you to miss that service, but look at the life of Moses. Moses was practically in command, in charge, in control of Egypt. In command, in charge, in control of Pharaoh. By the agency of power that he connected at the burning bush. In Exodus chapter 4 and in verse 17, God speaking to Moses, he said, "And you shall take this rod in your hand." That was the rod of power. He said, with it, you shall do signs. You shall do signs. You shall do signs. I believe it was in verse 20. With this rod, you shall command the submission of Pharaoh of Egypt. In Exodus chapter 7, verse 1, God speaking to Moses again. He said, "And the Lord said unto Moses, See, I have made thee a god to Pharaoh, and Aaron your brother shall be thy prophet." I have made you a god. I have given you enough power to give you authority, command, control over the affairs of your territory. I speak to somebody here today. Your God shall make you a God to that situation around your life. In the name of Jesus, the power of God is coming upon you to make you the commander general, the territorial commander of the territory where you are. You believe that, shout the loudest, amen. Moses was practically in command by the agency of power. Now, how do we take charge by power? There are six ways, but I'm going to explain three in the service today, and then the next three in the second service. Number one, how do we take charge by power? Number one, we overcome resistance by power. You need power to overcome resistance. How God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and with power. And he went about doing good, healing all that were oppressed of the devil, for God was with him. Acts 10:38. For 30 solid years, Jesus was limited. He was practically resisted. He could do nothing. He could move nowhere until power came upon him. Whether the resistances are internal resistance, whether the resistance are environmental resistance, whether they are circumstantial resistance, whether they are human resistance, we overcome resistance by power. If there is a resistance standing in front of you that has not yet bowed, it's because the power to knock it down has not arrived. Did you hear what I said? Come, pharmacist, face that side. During the construction of the Glory Dome, when the construction of this place was going on, we had a 12-tire truck that was carrying chippings and construction materials. Remember? And right at that side, around where the garden is now, he got there and got stuck in the earth. Every attempt to bring it out achieved nothing. When they tried to put wood and all that, it just sank deeper. When they tried to dig out, it just sank deeper. While it continued, we remembered that there was a big man, a bulldozer, walking at one side of the site. So we brought the big man. All we needed to do is to allow the big man, just come and assist us move. So it started coming like this. If it was lesser power, you would have been trying to move this thing like this. You will move it, you will come back. But this bulldozer did not break. It did not stop. He didn't break. He didn't do like this. He just came and just moved like paper. Today, everything that has resisted your life, resisted your destiny, resisted your marriage, your getting married, your ministry, your fruit of the womb. Hey, are you hearing what I'm saying here? Whatever has resisted your destiny, resisted your getting married, resisted your fruit of the womb, resisted your ministry, resisted your financial life, I announce this month and today the power that will move you forward. Nothing can stop you. No force can slow you down. No break can hold you back. Somebody shout power. Look at your neighbor, say there's no breaking. No breaking, no stopping. You're just going to go forward. I want you to just see that picture. Because you are going to go forward. You tried your best. You fasted. You did all manner of things. But a heavier power is coming upon you. And it's moving you forward. Shout the loudest amen. The same power that brought that kidney back to life. That canceled the need for dialysis. That same power is coming on you. Somebody lift your hands and scream power 5 times. 3, 4. Shout it 3 times again. 1, 2. Hey! You will experience it in the name of Jesus. Take your seat. So, we use power we overcome resistance by power. Number 2, we activate progress by power. You know, when progress is maximum, you step into influence and command. Maximum progress. The highest progress in the military forces, the chief of defense staff. By the time you reach there, you are absolutely up. You progress until you reach there. You are absolutely in charge. We activate progress by power. And maximum progress equals dominion. Maximum progress. When you progress to the point where you are at the peak of progress, you are in command, you are in charge, you are in control. But we activate progress. How God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and with power. And he went. He progressed until he took charge. Everyone seated here today, anything that has stopped your life from going forward, for many of us, you were moving before, but all of a sudden you slowed down. For some of us, what are you recording there? What is that? It's a distraction. Area of life where you need progress, I decree today. Now, anywhere the devil has hindered and halted your life and delayed your life and held you back, I decree the delay is over. I prophesy, move forward. Lift your hands and say after me, say in the name of Jesus, I am going forward. I am moving forward speedily by fire. I am moving forward. I receive power to make progress. I receive it now. Take your seat. We activate progress by power. And number three, we are exalted or lifted by God's power. Exalted or lifted by God's power. God releases power on us to lift us up. Job chapter 36 and in verse 22. Job 36, 22. He said, behold, God exalted by his power. Who teacheth like him? He exalts by his power. When God wants to position you, he empowers you. Did you hear that? When God wants to position you, he empowers you. When God wants to take you from the ground level, he allocates you power. He allocates you power. He allocates you power. People get into office by political power. People get into levels of authority by academic intellectual power. People have financial power. They take territories. When God wants to position you, he empowers you. Hear me, beloved brothers and sisters. The Bible says, no man taketh this honor upon himself, except he that is called like Aaron. There are people here today, God is about to position you in your family. He is about to set a table before you in the front of your enemies, in the presence of those who say you can amount to nothing, and he's going to do it by power. Somebody shout power. Lift your hands and say, Father, I thank you for your power that is taking me up, not by my power, not by my might, not by my wisdom, but by your spirit. I am available, Lord. Place me where you want to place me by your power. There are many people who see some of us where we are by his mercies and grace. It's a shock to them. Stones rejected by the builder, never believed. Can any good thing come out of Nazareth? Do you understand what I'm saying? How many of you know that if God was a human being, some of you wouldn't be where you are? They would have cut off your breathing since. They would have cut off your breathing. Say, is this one still breathing? Cut it. That's why God is. He hasn't given your destiny into the hand of any man. Do you understand what I'm saying? That is why even your territorial limitation can't stop you. When God lays his hand on you, he does with you what has never happened in your whole lineage. Where God has helped us to be and what we are seeing globally, none in my lineage, none in my language, none in my region, by his mercies. Why? Is it that I'm better than them? No, he broke the limitations. He just broke it. Whatever was holding others back, he just broke it. I announce to you today, whatever has been holding others back in your community, in your family, in your territory, in your line, God is breaking it right now in the name of Jesus. And he's stepping you into where you never believed. Somebody brought me an offering, a prophet's offering, the other day. And that offering was in six zeros. Seven figure. And I say, you, that I used to give transport money. Transport money. Help, I need. I don't have money. I said, this is what God does. He breaks. He just changes your story. You that is looking for where to sleep and they gave you quick notice from boys' quarter. Now you are an employer of labor paying some people $200,000, $300,000 a month. I have seen transformation of lives. I have seen transformation by power. I have seen God change stories by power. And I am here to advertise that same God to you. He is about to change your story. He is about to change your story. He is about to change your story. He is about to break the limitations of your father's house. Shout the loudest, amen. Look at your neighbor, say, very soon the devil will not recognize you. Give the Lord the praise. I have to stop here. This is the limitation of the short service. I'll look at the other three in the second service, but what are the secrets of power? Number one, the activity of the Holy Spirit. The activity of the Holy Spirit. You shall receive power after the Holy Ghost is come upon you. You shall receive power. Acts 1:8. Please never joke with the baptism of the Holy Spirit. Never play with speaking in tongues and praying in tongues. Somebody said that many years ago, I said about 10 years ago, he heard me say that if you can pray in tongues for 2 hours every day, you will see the supernatural. He said, he's not a pastor or a preacher. He said, but he committed himself to such an assignment and began to see strange things. He will see things in the dream before they happen in the day. The power of the Holy Spirit. The activity of the Spirit, and number two, is the presence of God. Acts 10:38, how God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and with power. Who went about doing good, healing all that were oppressed of the devil, for God was with him. God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and with power. He went about doing good. God was with him equals power. Anything that makes God to be with you will give you power. Anything that makes God to be far from you, you calculate it, it will deprive you of power. I like you to calculate it. Use revelational equation to calculate the balance. Anything that makes God close to you will make you walk naturally in power. Anything that makes God far from you will put you in powerlessness. God is far from the proud. God is far from the sinful. Just calculate it and go on. Anything that makes God close to you positions you in power. Anything that makes God far from you makes you far from power. Anything, anything. It's a new day for you. Lift up your hands and say, Father, I ask that you draw me closer to yourself at the place of power. Deliver me, Lord, from those things. Pride, sin, arrogance, lie, taking of your glory, all of the things that make you far from me, deliver me from them so I can walk with you in power. Lift your hands high. Everywhere you are this morning, say after me, say, Father, louder, say, Father, I come before you today. I receive your help to move in your power. Help me, Lord, to move by the power of your Spirit, and help me, Lord, to be close to you. Open your mouth and pray for the next 1 minute. Draw me closer to you. My song every day, Father, draw me nearer. Draw me nearer, nearer to thee. My song every day, my song every day. Father, draw me nearer. Draw me nearer, nearer to thee. My song every day, my song every day. Draw me nearer, nearer to thee.
to me.